The North Central Predators AAA hockey program, headquartered in Rama, is bracing for potential changes following a significant policy shift recently announced by the Ontario Hockey Federation, OHF, and the Ontario Minor Hockey Association, OMHA. The new policy removes residency restrictions for players in U10 and above, allowing them greater freedom to join teams outside their home centers. North Central Predators President Roger Crandall expressed uncertainty about how the change will affect the local program. "We're not happy about it," Crandall said. "It could help us, or it could kill us. But until we go through it to see how it plays out, we won't know." Crandall noted that a similar temporary policy implemented during the pandemic had a significant impact on the North Central Predators program, as the team lost some of its top-end players. "If history repeats itself, the program could face challenges competing with other teams. It could just move us down the standings a little bit," he said. "We will work through it as we have before." During the open border policy in 2020, some players who left the North Central Predators struggled to adapt to their new environments. Crandall emphasized that the players often regretted their decisions, citing less ice time and difficulties adjusting to living away from home. "It was the biggest mistake they made, according to the players," he said. "The grass isn't always greener on the other side." Despite the potential drawbacks, Crandall acknowledged the policy change could also benefit the local AAA program. "Players from Barrie, for instance, who are not receiving sufficient ice time, might choose to join the Predators in Rama. It can work both ways for us," he said. While some North Central Predators coaches are concerned about losing top players, Crandall views this as an opportunity for other players to step up and prove themselves. "Some of our coaches are concerned they are going to lose some of their top-end players," he said. "But you can always replace them with another player." Adding to the mix is the potential merger between the Oro Thunder Minor Hockey Association and the Orillia Minor Hockey Association, which could create a new AHL program. Crandall sees this as a positive development, as it could strengthen the North Central Predators feeder system by giving younger players better competition and preparation for the jump to AAA. "That will help us," Crandall said. "Now they will play better competition, which gives kids a better opportunity to make the jump to AAA." Crandall believes that consolidating local minor hockey programs can build stronger systems overall. While the full impact of the new residency policy won't be clear until next season, the North Central Predators organization is preparing to adapt and ensure its players continue to thrive, regardless of the challenges ahead.